the linear time perspective provides us an opportunity to get over the point that we think it's too late, that delays us from launching, pursuing, or changing. This is our starting point. Today is our starting point. It's not our limitation. When we utilize comparison, not only is it the thief of joy, but comparison and judgment are timelines to other people's expectations and perceptions. Use discernment when it comes not only to judgment, but to time. Discernment allows you to understand your timing, your risk tolerance, and allows you to learn as you go, and knowing that the longer you go, the less you'll know. When we focus in on what we do say, think, feel, and believe, utilizing non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors, we can take our day back, and it's never too late. No matter how old you are or how long you've been doing something, it's never too late. We build momentum through the immediate execution of doing it now, doing it next, the antidote to feeling overwhelmed, the antidote to procrastination. We can't allow it's too late to stop us from getting to where we want to be or better. When you tell yourself it's too late, tell yourself stop, drop, and roll, because I'm back and I'm utilizing an unlimited, an infinite amount of options, opportunities, and touches of favor to launch, to pursue, or to change. You have not missed your opportunity. And utilizing the philosophy of it's not too late releases the timeline and the resistance, and objectives and goals are accelerated, aggregated, and compound. If you would like an it's too late exercise to figure out how to launch, how to pursue, how to change in an efficient, effective, and statistically successful way, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The second lesson of these belief patterns is identity, and we are fixed in who and what we perceive our identity is. And the ego not only defends, proves, and controls, but it actually will defend, prove, and control a perceived identity, an illusion of an identity of what we want people to think we are, instead of an identity that is representative of I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? We need to expand who we believe we are each and every day. No matter how big you think, there's always a God above it, something bigger. When we define ourselves by past behaviors, labels, beliefs of the setbacks, failures, mistakes, defining moments, historical relevances of our past, we limit our self-image. We limit our imagination. We limit our ability to grow, expand, accelerate, and aggregate, which limits the compounding impact that intention has of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. We must identify these belief patterns that are limiting us in our fixed identity of the past. When we say, I'm bad at blank, I'm bad at running, I'm bad at sales, I'm bad at basketball, I'm not disciplined, I'm always late, that's just who I am. We are actually reinforcing the limitation through repetition. We are actually speaking and casting a spell on the words that we say. Where do you think the word spelling came from? By the utilization of words, casting spells on limitations of our future. The light, the love, and the lessons are squeezed and instead of expanded. When we experience something, when we are experiencing something, when we are in that consciousness, we're not becoming a person permanently. You see, it's like a TV. When we're watching a TV show and we're immersed in the TV show and the commercial comes out, we are now witnessing that consciousness. The same holds true outside of a TV show. Not only are there 1,000 other TV shows going on that are separate consciousness that fall within a carrier or its own collective consciousness, and then have even a aggregated consciousness, a God above it, an infinite, abundant, unified system above it, but we can move in and out. We are either participatory in the consciousness or witnessing the consciousness. So we are not becoming the consciousness permanently when we're experiencing a TV show, a movie, a game, et cetera. But we can move ourselves back out to witness it as well and learn from it. So we can replace these limits. We can replace the limits of the past behaviors and the labels and the false identities with growth-focused language, with growth-focused clues that create growth-focused patterns and beliefs that are done by what we do say, think, feel, and then believe. We can separate and witness this identity from temporary performance or experience. We can reinforce the identity that we want through what we do say, think, feel, and believe. We can reinforce the identity that we want through the repetition in a consistent, persistent way, in a divine direction, by identifying what we're doing to interfere with this identity, who we believe we are. There's a huge energy gap between I am, and this is what I want people to think I am, and we do not have to experience this is what I want to people to think I am for very long. We can spend minutes and moments in that ego-based consciousness of needing to prove, control, or defend an identity that we don't want. Let's be aware, let's witness our fixed identities and make sure they're not limiting our self-image, because we never will overachieve our own self-image. Let's make sure it's not limiting our imagination. We will never overachieve our own imagination. If you would like a fixed identity exercise, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved, as Nick mentioned. D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant, living my life to empower over a billion people. Let me be your beloved servant, david@dmeltzer.com. The third lesson, we're all waiters. We're waiting for rescue. We're waiting to tell you what we think. We're waiting to tell you what we want to say. Let's not wait anymore. Let's not wait for the rescue. Let's take accountability. Let's ask ourselves, what did I do to be responsible for what I'm experiencing? What did I do to attract what I'm experiencing? What did I do to participate in the perception of what I'm experiencing? Taking ownership of our lives will give us the control to ease the dis-ease of the ego trying to have a need to control, a need to defend, a need to prove. When we are waiting, waiting for the answer, waiting for I'll be happy when, waiting for someone else to solve our problems, we are interfering with the infinite energy, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration that already exists. All we're doing is creating more resistance and distance between us and the problem and the resolution, the resolution of that problem. When we are not accountable and aren't pursuing the lessons of what we did to be responsible, attracted, or participate in the perception, we start to live below the line, waiting for the resolution, waiting for the rescue, waiting for the answers, waiting. We use blame, shame, and justification. We blame the timing, the resources, the leadership. We blame any external circumstance that we can find instead of learning. Instead of it taking accountability through responsibility, attraction, and participation in perception for our next move. Knowing that if we do it now and do it next, it's the antidote to feeling overwhelmed and stops procrastination. There is no more waiting when you do it now. This type of accountability in the pursuit of learning is what creates control and allows us to be empowering. Empowering others to empower others to teach them to fish, whatever that topic, subject, or expertise of fishing is. We need to ask the questions and give suggestions on what do we want, who can we help, and how best can we do that to do it now, knowing when we prioritize by what's important to us beyond the non-negotiables, which we've already preset as importance, regardless of circumstance, we now prioritize according to circumstance, by the what, the who, and the how. Focus on what we control through the lessons we learn instead of the uncertainty that exists within the context of the 24 hours every single day for the rest of your life, except for the last day you'll be cheated. Focusing on what we control instead of what we can't. Become an active, intentional participant in our own growth. Am what I'm doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. Am what I'm doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with the divine? Is it aligned with where I want to be or better, or is it interfering with it? And I'm looking for the clues of those behaviors of what I do, say, think, feel, and believe, and the patterns of those beliefs that are a culmination of the intention of where I want to be or better in my divine direction, as mentioned in lesson two, by making sure the meaning of my past is as well aligned, so I'm not limiting my self-image or my imagination. Become an active participant in our own growth. Stop waiting. Lesson number three. Stop waiting for the answers, the resolution, or the rescue. Be accountable. Learn from responsibility, attraction, and participation in perception to take control and not allow the ego to pursue defense, control, and proof where it is not needed. If you would like the waiting exercise, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. That's david@dmeltzer.com. The next lesson, perfectionism, certainty. The lesson of perfectionism and uncertainty is one in which we have to understand execution. Executing before we feel ready is a difficult thing to do. I have a friend, Rob Angel. He's an incredible entrepreneur. The man invented Pictionary, and he wanted to write a book to impact the world about the process that he went, the overnight success. That's just the overnight success of building Pictionary. Unlike building Pictionary, where there was no perfectionism or certainty in his execution of building one of the most famous games of all time, he couldn't get over perfectionism and certainty in writing his book. I think I wrote four books in the time that he wrote his one book because it needed to be perfect. And guess what? It never was. If you're not living within the guise of progress, not perfection, if you don't realize the only certainty that you can have is your ability to do your best, learn lessons, and have fun in the context of non-negotiable behaviors and making sure you don't double down when you need an exemption to your non-negotiable behaviors, which are behaviors that are, no matter what the circumstances are today, I'm going to spend a certain amount of time on sleep, on health, on family, on finance, on faith, on the study of time and relativity, or whatever is most important to you to progress, not perfect. The perfect exists. We just keep interfering with it. So we need to keep on trying to shorten the distance of resistance that we're creating between us and perfection. We need to figure out how to create minutes and moments outside of that perfection. But when we're waiting for certainty or waiting for perfection, all it does is create resistance, procrastination. All happens is we miss options, we miss opportunities, we miss touches of favor, and we wonder why, or we justify why we're not where we want to be or better. When we once again hesitate the launches and the posts and speaking up or taking action, doing, saying, thinking, feeling, or believing in alignment with our divine direction, when we hesitate because we are reacting to the uncertainty that allows us to make mistakes, to have failures, setbacks, feedback, or not getting it right. When we do that, we allow fear to stop us. Progress, not perfection. Progress will build comfort and confidence, and action will build the certainty. Non-negotiable action will give you the most certainty, and I advise people and teach them, coach them, and mentor them in taking back at least half of their day. Majority of it is sleep. When we assign time, no matter what the circumstances of the day, to certain things that we do say, think, feel, and believe that are certainly aligned in our divine direction of where we want to be or better, and allowing the meaning of the past to be aligned as well, we take back the certainty from an uncertain 24 hours that will absolutely occur. We take it back by giving a minimum and assigning time to sleep, to health, to family, to finance, to faith, the study of time, and relativity. It is progress that will build comfort. It is progress that will build confidence. And it will be what you do say, think, feel, and believe that builds back certainty in a completely uncertain 24 hours that you're given. Granted, except for the last day of your life, you'll be cheated. We need to actually prioritize progress. We need to prioritize progress over the perfection. We need to take the imperfections and the imperfect actions and consistently, persistently pursue perfection, our potential. Knowing that feedback is fuel for progress. Feedback is fuel for growth. Feedback is not something we enjoy, right? Nobody likes feedback in the present. So we use feedback as that fuel to expand, grow, accelerate, aggregate, and compound instead of using it for proof. See, the ego will use it to try to control you, defend you, or worse, prove that you're a failure. So let's prioritize the progress over perfection. Let's learn about perfectionism and certainty and execute before we really feel ready, because that's what will build the comfort and confidence, the ease, and dissipate the dis-ease. If you would like a perfectionism and certainty guide exercise, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Be happy to send that to you. And once again, my book as well. I'll sign it, send it to you, pay for shipping in the book. And if you bought Don't Do Business with Dicks, let me know. I'd be happy to send that to you as well. The next lesson, lesson number 5. Dis-ease and obstacles are the reframe. So we reframe, what do we reframe? The resistance through understanding, elevating the awareness of the dis-ease belief patterns and obstacles belief patterns that we have. When we avoid dis-ease or discomfort, it will limit us. It will limit our capability to expand, accelerate, aggregate, and compound the outcomes that we desire or better. It will limit our self-image and our imagination. Avoiding discomfort limits our capacity for growth as well as resilience. The way that we interpret fear, failure, and obstacles, the way that we interpret them and allow them to interfere as signs that we need to quit, instead of recognizing, remembering, recollecting, and reminding them as opportunities, options, and touches of favor to adjust, expand, accelerate, aggregate, compound, and evolve into a divine outcome, which is an outcome that is better than you anticipated. Even though the evidence is rarely there, or most of the time the evidence is contrary to where we want to be or better. But yet when we interpret these signs, these patterns, when we interpret them as the divine direction, as protection, as promotion, as love and protection, instead of recognizing them as signs to quit, we'll have more options, opportunities, and touches of favor than we ever imagined, and we will evolve into compounding outcomes that we desire or even better. Remember, every problem already has a solution in it. It's just a lapse of time before it becomes a resolution, a resolution. See, problems, setbacks, and failures are here to provide us new information in the materialization and monetization of the man-made constructive linear time frame in which the human experience is bookended by the time your heart starts till the time it stops. This dis-ease, this discomfort is protecting, promoting love, and perfecting you and moving us into better belief patterns by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with the divine. And it actually expands our capacity for more options, opportunities, and touches of favor. It clears the vessel. It grows the vessel so we can handle more, so we can give more, be given more, receive more, and ask for more than more. So we can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. So you're no longer living in a zero-sum game where you're giving more and receiving less and end up at zero. You're now living in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. When we can identify the resolution quicker, identify the lessons that's hidden in the problem, the challenges, the mistakes, the setbacks, the failures, the defining moments, and even successes, when we can identify the patterns through the clues that are given to us, We are shortening the distance of resistance. We are reframing resistance into a promotion, protection, love, and perfection, not a punishment. When we practice identifying the clues and the patterns, we can cancel them so they don't get into our conscious, our cellular memory that exists in our cells. We can clear our subconscious so we don't have 80% of our subconscious utilized in negative thought, interfering thought, in repetitive, in a automatic state of consciousness. And then we can even connect, reminding, remembering, and reconnecting to the emotional resistance that we've inherited genetically and energetically in what's called an unconscious competency. We need to lean in to the dis-ease, to understand it, to appreciate it, to dissolve it, to dissipate it, and allow it to disappear instead of avoiding it, going over it, under it, through it, around it, lying to it, manipulating it, cheating it, and denying it. What you resist will persist. It will accelerate you in the wrong direction, an interference of you and the infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration that exists at all time. Disease and obstacles will promote, protect, love, and perfect you. Let's reframe resistance. If you would like a reframing of resistance exercise and guide, it's David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. David at dmeltzer.com. Let's reframe resistance together and shorten that distance of resistance. The next lesson, lesson six, AAA strategy. Building top 1% belief patterns. In order to build the top 1% belief patterns to do, say, think, feel, and believe the majority of the time in the divine direction of where you want to be or better, and the divine meaning of the past where you want to be or better as well, to not limit the self-image or the imagination. When we utilize the AAA strategy, which is available to everyone, we take alignment through the clues. We take action through the patterns, and we prepare for adjustment for the progress. Alignment, action, adjustment. Alignment on the clues, action on the patterns, adjustment for the progress to be in the top 1%. All the top performers that I work with, the billionaires, millionaires, and entrepreneurs, the celebrities, the athletes, and the entertainers that are world renowned, all of these top performers are not free from fear. They've simply trained themselves to act in alignment, to do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with the clues that they see, the patterns of the action in preparation for adjustment for progress. They've simply trained themselves to act in alignment with the empowering beliefs, the patterns that they have, instead of the limiting, interfering ones. They categorize things as, is this that which I am doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with where I want to be or better? Or is it interfering with it? Is this person, place, thing, circumstance, event, situation, content, whatever it may be, is it aligned with my divine direction? Or is it interfering with it? All of these billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers consistently choose devotion. Devotion, which is a step above discipline. You see, people I coach are disciplined all the time. They're so disciplined in working, but they forget to make money. They're so disciplined in working, but they don't spend any time with their family. They're so disciplined working, but they're not healthy. You see, when you take that discipline and put it into a divine direction, it becomes devotional. So now you're devotional about working to provide you more abundance, more money. You're devotional about working to give you better health. You're devotional about working to spend more time with your family. These billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers that I work with consistently choose devotion over discipline. They choose a preparation of adaptability over a well-developed plan. They choose awareness over knowledge. They choose intentionality, a definiteness of purpose in the actions of what they do, say, think, feel, and believe, regardless of the circumstances of the day. They are devotional about their non-negotiables, their sleep, their health, their family, their finance, the study of time and the study of relativity, the meaning of that time. You see, through the clues and the patterns of the beliefs of what we do say, think, feel, and believe, these beliefs are actually what create the behaviors. And the behaviors are what create the habitual progress, and the habits themselves create our divine direction. Utilizing the enjoyment of, and I'll repeat, enjoyment of the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of their truth, their potential, through the beliefs that create the behaviors that create the habits, and the habits that create their divine direction. You need the questions and the suggestions about what interference am I dissipating, dissolving, and disappearing today? Am I elevating the awareness to what I'm doing to interfere with? Am I categorizing non-negotiable and negotiable, planned and unplanned sleep and awake time, paid for and unpaid for time? How am I strengthening my mind, my body, and my soul, my spirit through these intentional practices of knowing my what, my who, my how, and prioritizing my now by applying my why, by elevating my awareness of what I'm doing to interfere with the infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy that exists? When we pay attention and give intention to our faith, our devotion, and align our faith and devotion with wisdom and action consistently, what we pay attention to and what we give intention to through these beliefs patterns of what we do say, think, feel, and believe, it will equal the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe. It's a mathematical equation of luck. If you would like to build top 1% belief patterns and utilize the AAA strategy, I will send you the AAA strategy exercise and guide to change your life, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. When we're looking for the clues, the patterns, we make better choices. As my friend Jim Quick always says, life exists between birth and death, the B and the D. It's the C, the choices that we make through the what, the how, the through the what, the who, the how, the now, and applying our why. When we take these lessons of our belief patterns to shape the way we think, act, do, say, and believe, dissipating, dissolving, and disappearing the limitations and reminding ourselves it's never too late and release that timeline, that we need to expand who we believe we are and not create an energy gap between I am and this is what I want people to think I am, and stop waiting. Waiting for the resolution, waiting for the rescue. Be a participant in the responsibility, the attraction, and the participation in that perception. Understand that we have to always execute before we feel ready. There is no perfectionism or certainty. There's only progress, not perfection. Understand the dis-ease and the ease and the discomfort and the obstacles. Understand that we must reframe resistance. Stop going over and under it, through it, around it, lying to it, cheating it, manipulating and deny it. Just stop, breathe, drop, remind, remember, recollect, and roll into that divine direction. And don't forget the AAA strategy. If you want to be a top 1%er, if you want to stop drifting through life, living your life like Camus the Stranger, the myth of Sisyphus, pushing a boulder to the top of a hill just to have it roll down to the bottom, living your life like a tube, food in and food out, that's your entire existence? Are you kidding me? Use the AAA strategy. Get alignment, take action, and prepare for adjustment. Before elevation comes separation. Growth requires the disconnecting from the interference that keeps us grounded. Growth requires disconnecting from the beliefs and the interference that keep us grounded in fear and limitations instead of infinite energy, inspiration, intelligence, and intuition that exists at all time. When we remain connected to judgment, comparison, scarcity, fear, instead of discernment, we limit our ability to grow, to accelerate, aggregate, and compound those outcomes in our divine direction of where we want to be or better. We limit our highest potential. The top 1%ers, the billionaires, the millionaires, the entrepreneurs, the celebrities, athletes, and entertainers that I work with are not people without fear. These are people who learn to act in alignment with wisdom and faith, shortening that distance of resistance by identify who I am and what I'm doing to interfere with it. who I am. When you sip that water of life, when you sip that energy, remind yourself, I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with the infinite that I am? Our belief patterns will help to aggregate, accelerate, and compound our outcomes. Look for the clues, the patterns, and make better choices consciously, subconsciously, and unconsciously. Utilize these lessons, and I promise you, you will live in abundance. You will live in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. You will make a lot of money for the sake of helping others and having fun. And I've never met anyone who makes a lot of money for the sake of helping others and having fun that isn't happy. And I promise you, if you're happy in my mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy, that will absolutely make me happy. This has been the Belief Patterns training. I've been doing these trainings for over 28 years. If you want to join our Monday networking group where I answer questions personally and make introductions personally and have thousands of members helping each other and knowing people to help, the way best way to do it, text me, area code 949-298-2905, 949-298-2905. Once again, if you want the exercises or guide, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.